Blog Talk Radio.
WPR Rebuttal is on the air.
Welcome to WPR Rebuttal, returning after a four-week hiatus. I'm your host, Senator JPO, covering the size of the story missed by Wisconsin Public Radio, bringing you narratives UW System Board of Regents won't allow, and shedding light on perspectives the owners of WPR Rebuttal don't want you to hear. So we are continuing the best of series, which I've decided to put in the chronological order because really without some type of online voting system, it is difficult to really rank these comments in terms of impact or ability to sway opinion or memorability or anything like that. Otherwise, it'd just be my opinion. And really, I don't have the time to put in a voting system. And we might not be at the scale where it'd be worth putting in the voting system either, because I was part of an overall effort to change public opinion back in autumn. And now that the election is over, I'm more of a leader on this front of changing opinion against higher education. But again, it's not just WPR Rebuttal. It's not just Senator JPO. It's a whole confluence, and I'm not entirely aware of the other allies in this mind war, if you will. But I know that I have allies because really the tide is turning. UW System lost 3,519 students, which they call headcount as if they're cattle or something, but they lost 3,519 student cattle since 2012. So obviously UW System is following, as in F-O-U-L-I-N-G, instead of the more censorious, less family-friendly blank up, but they are definitely messing up. Oh, man. The question is, will UW System learn its lesson before they have become financially insolvent? I would say no. They claim to really be big on learning, but they seem rather slow to learn about themselves and about what the people who aren't going there think about UW System, because they're concentrated only on their immediate customer. They're not worried about why some people choose, even though they could be customers, why they choose to not be customers at UW. Why they either go to a technical college or why they just work full-time, even though the grants are out there. Student loans are easily available via the FAF, SA, or FAFSA. But on to the comments. Okay, so going back to July here. So I have to page through a lot of content. I have so much content. Just posting weekly throughout 2016. And I want to do it chronologically. So right now I'm at the November, October, September comments, paging downward here to get to July. I was so busy with different Java applications too, and working on my book about schoolwork scam. So there might not be that many comments from July. I might have to springboard through August and into September. It can be tough to remember all this stuff when you've been so prolific. Because there are some really involved threads. Okay, so yeah, here's what happened. I found where I left off in the other part one podcast. Okay, so believe it or not, there were no July comments from WPR Rebuttal or Senator JPO. I mean, there are WPR Rebuttal podcasts, but between the job applications and keeping the podcast running on a regular schedule as opposed to a four-week hiatus, it was just one of those things where I find that usually April, July, October, and December are my busiest months. I mean, I can be prolific in March, and historically that's been the case, but that's pretty much because March has 31 days and has less going on. It has fewer deadlines because the tax deadline isn't until April. Whereas October, they have a lot more deadlines, like I guess September would be busiest if you work in the federal sector, because the budget is due by October 1st. But I'm just saying, for my life, being someone who doesn't work for a government, but is just experienced peak demands. Oh yeah, the place that I work for has peak demand in summer. So really, I got more work hours in summer, and they still have a fair amount of work hours in winter so far. But I was the busiest in summer. And that's true, too, if you're like a seasonal labor. You're going to be busy pretty much from May through October. And the reason why the busy period of seasonal labor tends to go into October, and I'm talking about crop harvesting, right? Crop harvesting can go into October because you're processing a lot, you're canning it, you're shipping it, and so on. But at any rate, okay, so comments from late August 2016. And this article that I commented upon was UW System President talks about Ken Burns' videos supplementing professors. But he doesn't want them replacing professors because, you know, if he agreed, then professors would get the Board of Regents to hold no confidence vote. But as shown in May, a no confidence vote by the Faculty Senate doesn't mean anything. No, the Board of Regents turned a deaf ear to the Faculty Senate holding a no confidence vote against Ray Cross back in May. So in late August, it could have been feasible where Ray Cross, UW System President, could have just said, yeah, why not have Ken Burns' documentaries replace instruction and a lot of course offerings, right? It can reduce crowding by letting more students take courses online. And, yeah, it just helps you use the same campus footprint even more efficiently, because then you can accommodate more students online without having to schedule more brick-and-mortar course offerings. Okay, so the actual comments in the discussion thread. I said on October 25th, with all due respect, college instructors are only as helpful with probing questions as the students are in knowing what questions to ask. If I could ask such engaging inquiries all over again, I would inquire why neither the university, nor its career center, nor the department itself monitors or reports how students are faring occupationally a year after they graduate. Because as it stands, my professors were about as helpful as a video or a box of rocks, take your pick, in helping me to network. By this measure of poor return and by the untallied troves of underemployed grads that universities don't want counted, Senator Ron Johnson is correct. Higher education is the cartel. By the way, remember when most of the four-year campuses and all the UW colleges voted no confidence in Ray Cross, as recounted in the song King of UW, and yet he still stands? In case anyone forgot, the sidebar at the time of my comments was filled with stories at those no confidence votes. Now the bottom line is every kingdom divided itself is brought to desolation, according to Matthew 12:25. That makes sense. That's what's happening in the UW system. There's not much publicity around it aside from the occasional flare-up no confidence vote. But yeah, UW system is divided against itself. It's falling steadily but surely. Okay, so, oh yeah, I got into this online brouhaha with Eric S. Now, there are different possibilities because I went to LinkedIn and I looked at the profiles of different people, because this Eric S. on Viscus claimed to have worked in software development. So I searched for Eric S. in software, and I mean, Eric Schmidt is a common name, so I don't want to necessarily say it was him, but I took some screen captures, and I could put them up so that the public can speculate who it was. But okay, so Eric said, it's quite likely there's no way of helping someone like you. Personal deficiencies need to be taken into account. And right away, I just blast Eric, whether it's Eric Schmidt or some other guy named Eric S. on Discus. But, okay, so here's the premise that he was saying that if universities cannot help someone like me, then it's too bad. Now, I'm saying two things. One, you don't know that because you have to take a sample, as I'm proposing, and identify the same attributes to see whether they're actually personality deficiencies and whether these attributes can predict a failure to attain a schoolwork premium. And the third thing is, if you can measure that, okay, reliably, then you need to have that as part of the screening process because these students with these attributes, Common to Center or JPO, they're not going to get a schoolwork premium, okay? And that's why it would be humanitarian service to screen them out and explain, no, just because you won't fear organizational culture, something like that, but someone home. Okay, you know what? This really stinks because, you know, relative and family is laid off, so I can't do the podcast right now. It's an interruption. But, yeah, essentially, for record, I was spotlighted as an example of someone who gives an ideal handshake. Someone who's very professional. So, you know, it's not necessarily personal deficiencies, but I have to continue this another time because right now I have an interruption. Okay, signing off.